My name is Victor Klein. I'm a master naturalist in training for the Eastern Shore of Virginia. Following the bend in the road, we come to a spot where there's snags on the right and the meadow is on the left. Nature never misses an opportunity, and the area of snags or dead trees ahead of you at the bend is no exception. In 2003, when Hurricane Isabel hit, the water table rose so high and stayed high for so long that the salt choked out many plants, including this strand of mature pines. Now, with the canopy no longer soaking up sun, new plants and trees are growing up among their fallen predecessors. Insects have begun making their homes on the dead trees, and we know what follows that. Woodpeckers. Tall snags also make excellent hunting and nesting spots for osprey, and great horned owls will sometimes occupy their cavities, though they prefer to take over another bird's nest entirely. Marsh rose, a favorite of certain types of solitary bee, another species that enjoys building its nest in snags, grows rather prolifically among the blackberry bushes here. Take a moment to look at the trees along the road. Does it look like someone has been chewing up on them? Are any of them rolled up or folded over in an unusual way? The culprit is likely an insect having its dinner or building its nest. Look closer and you may find it. It's amazing the things you see when you stand still in nature for a moment.